Mike DeGubin, and greetings in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:33-35. Beloved, it's my privilege to come to you again through means of the Internet to share with you these wonderful truths from the Word of the Eternal God. And I invite you to turn with us to Romans chapter 5 as we're considering the benefits of justification. Remember, the word justification means just as if I'd never sinned. And beloved, that's what God gives to the child of God who puts their faith and trust in Jesus as Savior. God sends the Spirit of God into the spirit of man. John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, Jesus said, I said unto you, you must be born again. And Ephesians 1 tells us that the Holy Spirit is given as God's guarantee of our salvation. Oh, beloved, it's God's seal. How wonderful it is to be indwelt by the precious Holy Spirit of God, who represents, as we've previously discussed, God the Father and God the Lord Jesus living in and through our spirit. And so, beloved, it's in our spirit that we're made holy. It's in our spirit that the blood of Christ is applied. We're made pure. We're made clean. We're made righteous in the Lord Jesus Christ. His righteousness is imputed unto us as children of God, and thus we are justified, as Romans 3, 4, and 5 points out, just as if I'd never sinned. And these benefits of justification are what we're speaking about and talking about. One is the peace that we have with God. Another is the grace of God. Oh, beloved, what wonderful grace God gives. Grace to help us in every trial, in every difficulty, through every situation, through every circumstance. The undeserved favor of God is manifested so many, many times in the lives of we who've accepted Jesus as our Savior. And then tribulations, to glory in tribulations, to rejoice in trials, to delight in affliction, to praise God that He's at work in our lives and using our lives for His glory, even our heartaches, even our difficulties. Oh, no, we don't want them. We don't desire trials. We don't want these difficulties. But when they come, God's grace enables us to glory in them and use them to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Use them to His honor. Because through tribulation, we learn patience. That's what we read in verse 3 of Romans chapter 5. Through tribulations, we learn patience. And so we see another benefit of justification is patience, learning to wait upon the Lord, learning to let the Lord have His way in our life every day. It reminds me of a little chorus, and allow me to sing it for you. Let the Lord have His way in your life. Every day there's no peace, there's no rest, until the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hands, rest securely in His plans. Let the Lord have his way. Beloved, it is wonderful to rest in the Lord. It is wonderful to relax in him. It is wonderful to know that he is God. In the trial, in the tribulation, in the difficulty, in the hardship you're going through, to learn to do what the psalmist said, wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Even as Isaiah wrote over in the book of Isaiah, concerning they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. O, beloved, how good and how wonderful it is to wait upon the Lord, to let him be Lord in every situation, in every circumstance, to know that he is God, to know that he has a plan, he has a purpose, he has a reason for the difficulty, for the trial, for the situation, for the circumstance that you're going through. Isaiah 40, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Have you ever watched an eagle? Here where we're living in southwestern Colorado, in the Rocky Mountains, we've seen the eagles as they soar through the heavens. They open up their wings. They don't put out any effort. They just hang up there riding the wind currents. They're held up by unseen forces. And those unseen forces, they just float around up in the heavens on those unseen forces, the wind currents that hold them up. And they just drift around with their wings stretched out. And they rest upon those unseen forces. Beloved, that's what it means to wait upon the Lord, to have patience, to let the Lord be Lord of your circumstance, to let the Lord be the Lord of the trial, of the difficulty, of the hardship, of the problem you're going through, of the heartache that you're experiencing. To trust that the Lord has a reason and a purpose for it. He knows what's going on in your life. He knows the suffering that you're encountering. He knows the grief that you feel. He knows the separation that you're experiencing from a lost loved one, someone who's been separated from you through whatever circumstance or situation. God knows. And he's able to give grace. He's able to comfort you. He's able to help you. He's able to strengthen you through that tribulation. And he's teaching you patience to wait upon him and to draw upon his strength, to draw upon his help, even as they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Because the Lord is our help. The Lord is our strength. And the Lord gives us grace to stand firm and faithful to him through the trial, through the heartache, through the suffering, through the grief. The Lord teaches you patience, and his grace is sufficient. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12, I will glory in my tribulation. I will glory in my difficulty, in my circumstance, in this thorn in the flesh that God had given to the Apostle Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, He said, lest I should be exalted above measure. You see, Paul had a glorious experience. He was stoned. And you say, what's glorious about being stoned? Well, through that experience, Paul went into the presence of God. He went into paradise in heaven. And he said he saw things too wonderful for man's tongue to relate. In verse 4, he says, how that I was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. Glorying in his tribulation, you see. Glorying in his infirmity. Of such an one will I glory. For though I would, verse 6, though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure because of this glorious experience. Through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me. And this was God's reply, verse 9. He said to me, my grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore will I rather glory in my infirmity, in my tribulation, in my trial, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. O beloved, draw upon God's strength. Draw upon his help. Draw upon his enablement through the trial, through the affliction, through the difficulty. O beloved, his grace is sufficient. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Draw upon his strength and upon his help. Let him be Lord in every situation and circumstance that you're going through, beloved, for you're learning to wait upon him. You're learning to rest in him, even as the eagle rests upon the wind currents. Rest upon the Lord, that those unseen power of God might strengthen and help you, and people might see Christ through your life, and through your walk, and through your faith in him. Till next time, goodbye.